Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Losing weight and gaining it back is such a familiar roller coaster ride. And this is Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. So I just wanted to touch a little bit on weight loss for adults, weight loss for children. There are really some things that you can do to better your chances for losing weight and keeping it off. And if you have a family that needs to lose weight, in doing it together as a family, you know that we don't want to talk about weight loss around children as a health tip. You don't want to say, oh, we need to lose weight, or oh, you need to lose a few, or oh, you're starting to get fat, or oh, God, look at myself in the mirror, I'm so fat. You don't want kids to hear that. You want it to be about health. You want it to be about strength. You want it to be about these things that will make kids sit up and say, oh, I want to be like that. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. So if you are trying to lose weight, first of all, you want to take up physical activity. That's just a no-brainer. Start walking. If you're a family of weight loss goalers, then walk together, play at night, play frisbee, get out and throw a football around, do something, take a bike ride, anything to get some physical activity, number one right there. Don't skip meals. Starving yourself, skipping meals is absolutely not the right way to lose weight. Trust me, I've tried it a million times and it does not work. Writing your food down, having a food diary, keeping a journal, because let me tell you, listeners, one of the hardest things you can do is write down your food for the day and then read it to yourself in the mirror at night. I'm telling you, this is a very hard thing to do, but it's also something that makes a big difference. You are only accountable to yourself and nobody else. So if you write your food down and you're honest with yourself, even that little piece of grilled cheese that was left on your kid's plate and you shoved it into your mouth, write it all down. Then read it to yourself at night and see what that does for you. Use the scale. They're proving more and more that people who do not weigh themselves lose track. So don't be obsessive about the scale. Don't be anal, but get on the scale at least once a week so that you can see those fluctuations and see what happens to you. I have lots more great tips coming up, so always tune into this show. It's Radio MD, Melanie Cole's Health Radio, and we have a great segment coming up. Stay tuned.